yesterday afternoon, by the time the meeting ended, I'm not sure how many people were there, but the majority of the people had already left because the meeting dragged on and on. We announced at the meeting that according to our program, we were supposed to have a report from the presidency this morning on the diagnostic report. But they called, I got a message on Monday or so to say that they were no longer coming, or Friday, say that they were no longer coming because the minister apparently wanted to come himself. So he is caught up in a cabinet meeting with the PG. They have got an extended cabinet meeting. So they are there. He can't make it. This afternoon's meeting, where we were supposed to get a presentation of the first quarter report from National Treasury, is also not going to take place. The reason for that is that if we remember, this meeting was scheduled to take place the week we went to, there was this Mangaung trip, so we canceled that time. But now, not for National Treasury, it was difficult for them to be able to attend today's meeting, and therefore we only found that initially they had given the impression that not all the people who normally present to us will be able to attend, but some people will be able to attend. Yesterday, we got the information that actually there was only one person that would have been available. The rest is caught up in preparations for the MTBPS and adjustments. And then, based on that, we have had to withdraw. Don't ask me when do they know about it or what, but that is the state of affairs. But it gives us, colleagues, a challenge now. We have been, we have received the quarterly report. It has not been presented to the committee officially. Now, the challenge that is there is that they will not be available now until around the MTBPS. And by the time they are available, the second quarter report will be there. So now the challenge that poses, that we'll be confronted with is, what do we do? We'll not have dealt with the quarterly report because it would not have been officially tabled, the first quarter report. But with the MTBPS, the report is not normally tabled again. It accompanies your adjustments and what. So now the challenge that we faced with is, how do we handle this situation? You know, beginning of the year, when we prepare for the budget, we normally have this challenge. Not beginning of the year. During MTBPS, it has been difficult to deal with the second quarter report because it comes with MTBPS. We have to have hearings for the MTBPS and the adjustments. Now, this report came late. Now, the challenge that is facing us is, what do we do? Uh, I'm sure then we will have to think about it and decide then on what we're going to do. So today we decided that we would have then the minutes and finalize that report of the report of the fourth quarter. All these things, in order to do them, we require a quorum. Just the other thing that yesterday we intended to announce was that Togo is not around. We have Darren here. Togo has lost her father. Who will be buried over the weekend. So there was a suggestion that sometimes some people might want to visit her, and if we so wish, we organize transport. Maybe we should indicate, and then so that transport can be organized for us. For those who would want to visit her. I'm sorry to start with announcements, but I'm just doing it so that you can be able to get an indication whether people would like to visit her, and if so, can we make arrangements? Honorable sir, you are intimidating me.
Why?
Your smile. Sorry? Okay. Mamzang, I'm Tanya.
No, I just thought that we should, you know, also buy her some flowers or something, or a wreath or whatever. And I gave the chief whip some money yesterday from my side, in any case, so that, you know, there is a contribution from her, although I can't go and visit her today.
I think that's highly appreciated. So what do we do? Do we send the flowers today or Friday? Or Friday, yeah. Yes. Now let's what you call it. Now let's just agree with the principle. But the details, let's just agree that the whip will handle it. But other details will discuss them, can be discussed outside the meeting. Sure. Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. That's highly appreciated. Honorable members. Yes, Carl.
All the treasury is just a department like all other departments. There's no department that is more equal than the other department. And if we, us or the departments are supposed to come in front of us, we can't be told as members of parliament the stories that there's going to be, all the stories that they put in front of us. They should make a plan. Because a parliament comes first, that's where they account. They account here, not anywhere. And if whenever they come with the stories that are going to wear cabinet or, you know, it's going to continue like this way. And we're going to be in the predicament that we are talking about. But, Chair, I think... We can discuss this here in the committee and raise all the concerns that we have. But at the end, the bug stops with you. Because once these people approach you or phone, the suggestion should be, the response should be, the committee must discuss this thing before you say the meeting is cancelled or the meeting is not cancelled, because that's what they will do all the time. I'm not happy with this thing, and I don't know why is it done in this way. I don't know what we're going to do, and I would ask you to lead us instead of saying what is that we should do. Now we're in a predicament. I would really ask you to lead us. Because if that information came officially to us, or written information, then I'm sure as the committee would be in a position to respond. Coming to the presidency, I also have a problem, sir. Anybody who has to come to the parliament, who has to come in front of us, no one is more equal than the others. And the cabinet is known as every Wednesday. They knew long before that there'll be a cabinet. And I'm sure the minister knew that he wants to come here. Now that you must cancel the meeting because there's a cabinet meeting, I don't understand that. Because if the minister wanted to come here, when that correspondence got to his hands, he should have known and realized that it's on Wednesday. And earlier, he should have made arrangements or talked to you and say, because Wednesday is cabinet and I have to be in cabinet, I suggest that The meeting must be rescheduled for the other day before that cabinet meeting. Even if it's on Monday, especially, I'm sure members would make an effort, because if you want to be here, it's a good thing. But this thing of our meetings, we plan the meetings as this committee. At the end, it's not us who decide whether the meeting is going to sit or not. Other people out there, other stakeholders decide whether this meeting or that program of ours, we can't follow it. So I have a problem with this thing, a serious problem, a very serious problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think Honorable Yangeni is really voicing what most of us or all of us have voiced, because we have a program, and the issue of change and chopping every time really disorganizes us, and especially that those people know that they have to report to Parliament irrespective of who they are. They should be decent enough to approach you and come with an alternate date and not to come as if it's an extraction to you. Thank you.
I think that you're quite right, comrade. In fact, it puts the difficulty that arises is that if what now the Speaker's office has introduced is that once there's a program, once the program is there, if there are changes like these changes, they must inform the Speaker's office, because the Speaker's office, through the House Chair, they've got a copy of the program as well. So they track what's happening with all the committees. So any changes that we make don't only affect us here. Comrade, you're quite right. They don't only affect us as this committee. It means that they affect the whole Parliament, because the Speaker's office, if they want to do oversight on us or what, there are changes. So then the staff go through a lot of trouble trying to reverse and explain why this meeting has been changed. So I agree with colleagues that the changes are a problem. I did raise this matter with National Treasurer to say to them, look, we can't work like this, because I guess this is not the first meeting that has had to be changed. But I think for this meeting, I really met with a difficulty, because what they reminded us was that this meeting was actually scheduled to take place the week before we adjourned. And initially, at this committee, we had said that we are not going to Mangaung, and therefore would focus on our program. But later, the arrangement changed. Then we had to cancel all the meetings. Now, Nasser Teller says, well, we had scheduled according to our programs and for the preparation of the budget. We had scheduled that day. And they told me that they were here. You know, that also put me in a dilemma, because it was not them now who cancelled. It was us, again, through no reasons of, it was beyond our control, the challenge. We had agreed that those, Comrade Snell, who was in the committee, we had agreed that he could go, but the rest of us will follow the program, but there were changes at the later stage. So, yeah, the difficulty is, I think I hear what Honorable Yingin, that, and I think that's what the departments are not doing, is when is to pay attention immediately they get this the invitation. Because most of the time, like yesterday, we were discussing the same thing. At the last minute, it's only at the last minute that you are told that no, the DG can be here. There are very, very few ministers or DGs who call, who really pick up a phone and phone the chairperson to say, we are aware that we're supposed to appear before you. This is clashing with this. You know, we're really cautious enough to do that. Many of them, they send the message, and this message is sent at the last minute. But I think colleagues are right to say they are really disorganizing us. It's making us to be people who really don't know. I mean, to seem as people who don't know what we want to, what we are doing. Because this program, once we do the program, it goes to a lot of people. It's not only us. It goes to a lot of people. And when there are changes now, the other people don't become aware of those changes. They get affected. So I take the point, and clearly we must find a way of addressing it. And the way that we should address it, I think, is speaking to the speaker. Is to raise the matter with the speaker, who is the head of the institution. I'm sure the speaker will take it up with the leader of government business to say that we do not want to have the feeling that Parliament is being undermined, because we're only acting on behalf of Parliament as each committee. So I request that if we agree with this resolution, that we write to the speaker to raise concern, not only about national treasury, because now in this one for national treasury is difficult, but to raise concern generally that we're concerned about departments who about the security, I mean about departments who do not send the senior people to the committee. In fact, we can act as other committees too. And with other committees, I mean, they have no what to call a second thought. If the DG is not there and the ministers are not there, then people know that there's no meeting, because they are the people actually who are accountable. I think that for us, people could be taking advantage that we're trying to be as accommodative as possible, and now people take advantage. Yes.
I think as the committee chair, we have powers to call the political heads of the department.
Yeah.
So I think before we go to the speaker, we should be calling these ministers. They should be here in any case when this department are presenting. So we should call them. I think we should call the Minister of Finance to tell him our dissatisfaction. Because what the speaker is going to do, when he gets whatever the letter of this department, Minister is not going to call the DGs. The speaker is going to call the ministers. And the minister has said, no. But the chairperson, the committee has the right to
call.
They never raised. I don't know of that problem. You see? So I think let's follow all the right channels. Call that Minister of Finance here. And many others, when we have problems with their departments. And in fact, because once it's them, you talk to them and tell them this is what is happening and we don't like this thing and things have to happen in this way, then if the departments continue working in the manner in which they're working with the committee, that's only then that you can go to the speaker, because we have said we have done everything. We have talked to our colleagues in cabinet as well.
It's just the minutes that we didn't have a quorum at our meeting when we go through this minutes, am I right?
No, we have a quorum now.
Yeah, but can we put that as a package? Because we were here with Mr. Singh, you will remember, if I'm right. We go through that minutes, we rectify where it was necessary, and I think we made the necessary changes. So, or what we go through every minute? I'm just...
Yeah, we'll go through all
okay.
The minutes that was from the 25th of July.
Okay. Yeah.
So, for the 25th of July, have people had a look at those minutes? Why were you not there? And you lost the bi-election? Okay, but thank you. What are you saying, Comas?
Listen, that's why I said in the beginning, we are only two people who attended that meeting, and we rectify it, so we are in a position to say we all the minutes that's on the table. I will propose, because I cannot change anything now, because we have already go through that. But if you go one by one, I will propose for the first one.
Yeah, I suggest that we go but one by one.
One by one.
I think that there are a lot of corrections, and even those people who were not necessarily at the meeting could assist us with the corrections. For instance, on the very first set of minutes of the 26th, I think the style is changing sometimes. We're not consistent with the style. The very first sentence on or is it administration cluster, eh? Okay. No, it's yes, come.
The guest came attending. I can't remember the guest because you see when you refer to department, the people who come here are department officials. So if you say officials in attendance, it will be like these are people here who are attending. The department I refer to the officials. Department officials.
You can't have the staff say the parliamentary officials. Just be clear that this is parliamentary staff. Yes. And that up there is department officials. Okay. Now you're right. It's fine. So I'm sure we agree, eh? Honourable members. So otherwise, are we proposing? Just on the last page, page 4, the first sentence, concern was... expressed. It says expresses concern was expresses. It's expressed. And Honorable Harold Blum has proposed. Honorable Mkulisi, you second? Okay. It's seconded. Then the next one, that is the 21st. No. It's my mouth. I'm looking at the 27th, actually. To the 27th. I crack out, Puti. 27th. On the 27th, we were there. Any corrections? Yes, go.
The Masihu appropriation with other things is supposed to be there.
Ah, yeah. Oh. So we should just say Masihu. Okay. Okay. Then we, the other correction is what Comrade Yengeni had indicated. So it applies. I think now it makes some kind of inconsistency because on the 26th, the official is the staff. On the 27th, the official is the department. So any other correction? If not, can someone propose, where is the, or with my minutes, is there a page missing with my minutes? Sorry? Okay. How many pages do you have? 6 pages? So there's a page missing where we write the date. The last page should be the one for the... Yes. Missing. Honorable Dr. Radi has proposed a second, huh? Don't even appear there. Let's have a staff in attendance, then with the official, it's fine. But so, Honorable Mashiko has seconded. But on the minutes of the 28th, again, inconsistent. Maybe depending who is writing the minutes. Sorry, you take the place of these officials when they are not there. Your name does not appear there. Okay. That's fine, sir. It's edit. But tell me, is this a meeting? Because the minutes say it was agreed that the meeting be cancelled due to low attendance by committee members. Do we take it as a... Sorry?
No,
we just need guidance. Is this the minutes? Because it says the meeting was cancelled or withdrawn, I don't know. Excuse me? That is the thing that I'm saying.
No.
We're talking about the principle now. Yes, go.
When it goes to the next page, it says the chair says members that are present to scrutinize the research analysis.
Yeah.
Maybe we sit there and scrutinize it.
No, but I don't think that we should have.
This is for record purposes. You must have it. You were supposed to have a meeting, then it needs my room to manage.
Well, I'm guided that for purposes of record of Parliament, because the meeting did was convened. I mean, was cancelled in the meeting, not outside the meeting. Okay. The next minute is the 2nd of August. But you were not there. Adoption is proposed. Second it. With amendments. Which is the amendment? Oh, okay. Now we have agreed that they will change this so that we have consistency. Thanks, Tom. So it's been adopted, eh? Okay, so adopted with some amendments. Come to the 3rd of August.
Yes, sir. And item 2 on page 2 of that, on second paragraph, I wasn't at the meeting either, but it's not clear on what, it speaks about 16.2 billion being allocated to the department, and of this amount a total of 18.6 billion under the program Housing Development Finance was transferred to provinces. So something doesn't make sense.
No, I think you're quite right. Maybe it's not supposed to be a new sentence. Maybe it's supposed to be just be one sentence, so that it's clear that it's clarifying. Am I right?
Mr. Singh also, I think it was raised that in our meeting, that and we said there must be some changes in that thing. I still can remember that because
in the minutes. No, it's only referring just to the. Oh, okay.
You remember, Mr. Singh had also the problem with the specific sentence.
Or with this figures coming from the department. Can I propose that we put these minutes aside, no? And continue with the others so that you can correct this? Because now I don't think we're in a position to do it now. But can I ask the research unit just to help us here, maybe by the end of the minutes, by the time we come to the end of the minutes, we can revisit this, just to check this thing of figures. Is it just the minutes that are wrong? Was it the presentation? Darren is saying it arose from the presentation of the department.
Yes, that was the answer of it. I think the research has said that
gave an answer on that question of Mr. Singh on that specific point.
Yeah, but we'll have then to correct it, because we can't have a budget of 16 billion and disperse 18. Perena?
Thank you, Chair. The money that was transferred to the program is 15 billion, 15.6 billion.
15, not 18?
Not 18. 15.626 billion.
Okay.
Which is 99.7%.
Okay. Can we make that correction then? Okay. So with that amendment, we're happy with the rest. Honorable Sartre, proposes. Any seven? Honorable Haraplom, seven. Thank you. We're going to the tenth now. There are just things that are still with these minutes. Maybe we should the research unit. I think that there are, in all these minutes there are summary decisions. In order to, they should assist us that to track what has been followed or not followed. So I'm just seeing that some minutes the department is asked to do this. Sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. Any proposal?
I wasn't late yet. You have the election on that night.
Yeah, you must report, because you report when you win. I think you proposing? The other amendment, maybe the correction that Honorable Mashiko made, I think that again it must cover all the what you call all the minutes. You second in Comrade Mashiko. So the minutes of the 10th of August have been adopted. The 11th, a meeting every day. We have guests and officials, lieutenant. Oh, yeah. Any proposal? 11th. Honorable Mbili was there. Kulisi, Harald Blom, Mashiko. You're proposing and second the 10th. On the 16th, propose for the 15th. Second that, thank you. Again, this minutes raises this question of the absence of
the Director General, the Accounting Officer. But we have adopted the records of decision, the committee would communicate its concern around the absence of the Director General. I hope that we need to do that. We have not done it. Yes, go.
I don't want to take us back to this discussion in its entirety, but I think maybe also in the committee of chairpersons, there needs to be something clarified. You see, the Constitution states that the executive collectively and individually are accountable to Parliament. Yes, the PFMA or the regulation gives the political head the authority to delegate the accounting or the accountability of monies to the HRD. But the implementation of policy is the responsibility of
the authority.
Correct. Now, what are we oversighting? Spending of money only or the implementation of policy? Because budget gives effect to policy. So somewhere I think there needs, and we don't need to discuss it here, but somewhere in that chair of chairs, I would imagine it to be correctly placed there, they need to give that kind of guidance to the committee's chair. Thanks.
And I think that you're correct. It's a matter that we need to resolve. Because correctly you say in terms of PFMA, PFMA says something else, constitution. Okay, let's revisit the discussion. Just to clarify ourselves. The 17th of August, you were there, Commissioner. Presentation by the any second. Second, thanks. On the 23rd of August, where are the other minutes? Good. 23rd of August, we're dealing with the Department of Health. Your name is missing again. Apologies, none. It says none. Okay. Shall we propose an adoption if there are no changes? Anup Sahib, you want to sit here in front of me? Okay. Anup Mashiko proposed. Any second? Anup Snare, second. Thank you very much. 21st of August. In this committee room. Oh, when we had our guest from
Vietnam.
I'm not sure if there's a minute, but there's a meeting, but okay, let's adopt the minutes. Honorable sir. Proposed second, thank you very much. On the 31st of August. Committee was deliberating on the draft report of the fourth quarter when we started. Where's this? Have we got an apology from him today? Any proposal?
No.
Commissioner proposing? I don't know if some of you were there. Okay. Everyone. Thank you. For the 2nd of September, Friday, again, the committee was very thin. We'll have to propose and second Comrade Mashiko, the two of us. Yeah, no, you were not there. But you apologize. Your name is there. So we have, is it the last minute, eh?
Two more?
Well, to my program, this is, it's not two, it's one. Where's the 21st of September? I've got the 14th. Is that the 21st? Meeting was just to meet that delegation. And thank you very much, colleagues, for also hosting these delegations, because they are like us. When you go to other countries, we want to be warm bodies to be there to host us. So for the 14th, Honorable Rabi proposes for the 14th. Second, Honorable Mashiko. The 21st. What was this one?
Yeah.
What are they? Well, okay. Okay, propose and second it. I think we've... what is this thing of the 26th? Why are we having this... the attachment of the...
July.
Now it's July 26th, yeah, we have the meeting here. So we have an annexion as well.
No, this is all the managers that we went to. All of them are one technician. Only those two that are sitting.
Oh, I've got a different, what you call a set I'm looking at. Okay, we have adopted the minutes. Are we done with the minutes of the last quarter?
Yes. Okay.
But if possible, let's try to adopt minutes as often as possible. Honorable members, we're done with the minutes. We are now left with the fourth quarter report. We discussed the fourth quarter report. All that we didn't do, it was to look at the recommendation. We made some changes to the findings as well.
We attended that, and the changes that we made were underlined here.
Yeah.
On that thing. So I propose that we accept these changes, and then we can move to the last part of the recommendations. Very active this morning. Yeah, and I think he had five researchers on this thing too, says to Michelle.
No, I didn't hear what you're saying. Let's talk about page 19, recommendation. Recommendation 1 says the Department of Human Settlement. Is it Human Settlement? Am I right? Not Human Settlement. Is it Human Settlement? Oh, okay. I furnished the National Assembly with the following report in order to justify the observed expenditure. Progress report on the turnaround strategy. My understanding is that we discussed up to the findings, and then we said let's go and look at the recommendations and come back. These issues that are raised now is that issues that matters that I raised with the research unit to look at them. But I just want us to to start with from one, human settlement. Because human settlement says progress report on the turnaround strategy. I'm not sure if that's what we're saying we want. Because it's not that human settlement is not... I'm not sure how this came about, but it's not that it is not spending. But I think that what we observed was that there were challenges of spending with respect to the grant in the provinces. Am I right, Pedro? Am I right? You can just remind us, why are we having that 4.11 turnaround strategy?
Chair, I cannot remember the specific deliberations, but I know for the fact that there were challenges in terms of this expenditure of their grants to provinces, because some provinces had spent more than 100% of their conditional grants. Like, for example, the Free State had spent about 312%, Western Cape had spent about 212%,
and so forth and so forth. Another one, 167%.
Sorry, Chair?
It's another one, 167%.
Yes, Chair. And the focus of the deliberation was that what intervention has the department made to actually try and address that, because it really poses a threat financially to the department budget. So then the department, that's when it came about to say it have a general strategy to really address that, to intervene the provinces. So I think our recommendation was to say, this is what the department had proposed it will do. And therefore, the committee then said the department should submit a progress report on the following issues. Then we outlined them on the recommendations. So the turnaround strategy was one of the issues that the committee had said it needs a progress report. Thank you.
That the Department of Basic Education submit a report to the National Assembly outlining how it intended to address the challenge of filling of vacancies, how it addressed the filling of vacancies.
We are happy with that, Chair. Put on the word filling.
So I guess this arises because in their report they couldn't do certain things due to vacant posts, no?
Yeah, Chair, partly it was that, but also what was of a major concern to the committee was that, I remember you raised it yourself. You raised it yourself, but the CFO...
We're finishing. I'm sorry.
Chair, they need a quorum at ESV05. Economic development. They're sitting there till 5 o'clock. And Chris has phoned me already, Chair.
But they don't have the money. The money's here.
No, I'll show them, Chair. Okay, but I'll be here.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, Chair. I'm saying, Chair, partly it was that reason of vacancies, but the major reason was that the Chair had raised an issue and a concern about the acting CFO, that the CFO of that department has been acting for quite a long time, And that was a major concern. So we have put that as a recommendation because we picked that up. Not only with Department of basic education, but also with Department of Trade and Industry and other departments as well. So we thought that maybe the committee, because it has been raising it consistently, it will be quite important for us to flag it on the recommendation. The committee will then decide whether it keeps it or it modifies it.
Now you're right, the CFO has been acting there, you know, and that is in breach of a certain regulation in of the public service. I think there are guidelines, public service, the period within which people have to act, I think it's 6 months. It's 6 months. Né? Now she has been acting, I think it's about 2 years now. Then why don't you just add, né? That how it intended to address the challenge of vacancies, particularly that of the chief financial officer, who has been acting for an extended period in breach of the public service regulations, so something like that. Okay. Three, does the Department of Women and Children, people, blah, 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 reports to the National Assembly or give a breakdown in respect of the expenditure per program, inclusive of reasons for over expenditure to the report in respect of cost of international travels during the 2010-2011, this report needed to be inclusive of how the department intended to cut expenditure in relation to international travel. It's approved organogram as well as, do we really want these reports? Do we really want them? Because we raise these matters with them. My own view is that rather than raising this matter here, we have raised it with them. Let's wait for them in the next round. See, yes, because this department, I've noted you, Komna, because this department, for instance, the challenge that I'm having is that it's a department that is in transition from the presidency to stand alone, and some of the challenges. For instance, the DG wasn't very happy about the expenditure of travel for travel, it's about 23 million, which is a big, what you call, a chunk of their budget. And she was not happy if it's them alone who were spending on that. So my own, what you call, a proposal was that let's give them a benefit of the doubt. But we monitor them. Honorable,
Chair, I agree with you. I've got no problem with that. But what I think we need to be able to look at is a system within our administration. Because, you see, in the minutes, those resolutions or recommendations are minuted, exactly like that almost. But there are a number of other issues that are also minuted that are not forming part of the recommendations. You see. So this then, this report becomes a product of the House, and these minutes are a product of the committee. But if there's no system put in place to be able to trace the summary of decisions, a lot of stuff's going to fall through the cracks. That's all. So if somehow the administration can come up with a system of how to assist us in that. Yes, Chair.
So, Chair, I asked a question about the travel expenses of this department, and they confirmed that they didn't pay for the travel expenses of any other department. It's only for themselves. at that 23 million or 28 million, which is for that part.
Thank you, Chairman. I was just going to say we had in-depth deliberations with this department, and what we picked up is exactly what happened. So I wouldn't recommend that we amend anything because they spend that money despite the fact that they were in transition. They've been in transition for quite some time, I think, but the fact remains, whilst in transition, they managed to spend this money. If let them give us a report and write something that will justify why they spend this money. Because we do understand, but the fact remains really, what you are concerned about is their spending here. And we spoke to them, and they are aware of what we wanted from them. So putting it here, to me, seems suitable.
I'll support Comrade Mashiko, Chair, so that we don't spend much time on this.
Now, it's not that I'm worried. I mean, 3.1 says breakdown in respect of the expenditure per program, inclusive of reasons for the what you call. It really worries me, this if we make this a recommendation. I don't know if you quote it, you can put it so, because now what we're asking from them, I agree with what has been said in the House, but we're asking now for the detail of, it says a breakdown per program. Inclusive of the reasons for Pereira.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to assist Chair the committee. If my memory serves me very well, and also on the basis of the sources that we are using, the major concern, Chair, was on the issue of goods and services which were dominated by international travel. The international travel was one that needed to be clarified in terms of the report that needs to be submitted to the committee to say how are they going to deal with that. What I'm suggesting, Chair, is that probably we can do away with the 3.1, because I did not see any challenge in terms of other programs other than the goods and services, Chair. And secondly, Chair, I've looked at their expenditure report for the first quarter for 2011-2012. Things seem to be coming, improving, Chair. So, Chair, my plea was that probably we can take out the 3.1 and live with the 3.2 and 3.3, that's all, because the main focus was on international travel, Chair.
But I think you're taking out of the... but why don't we put it the way you put in it, on the goods and services, with the emphasis on this international travel? I think that one now, it becomes broad, it assists us. I thought you could take okay, well, thanks, Gail. Yeah, but I'll just rephrase this 3.2 so that the way Pereira was. Okay, so all right then. I'm informed that on the findings, this goods and services is already there. So it's fine, then it assists us. Thank you.
They don't understand between the two of you. Let's get it, because this seems to be a very serious issue, and if only the two of you understand it, it don't be representing us thoroughly, because no. We want what we want from the department.
Now, what I was saying is that from the explanation that we got from Perelani, I'm saying it's also covered, because it's talking about that this thing so arises from the overspending in goods and services as a result of their international spending. Now, I'm saying, now, when Darren looks at the finding, he's saying it's also covered here. I'm saying that it assists now to put it in the recommendations, because it's it also appears on the findings as well.
So they should bring it on
there. Yeah, yeah. So it's just explaining what we, emphasizing what we've agreed upon. Yes, go.
I am not sure that this this over expenditure is only relating to goods and services. Because I remember the day when these ladies were there, there were number of expenses over expenditure that was there that the DG was not able. If we can pull their report that day, that one page, 1.5 page report, it was full of figures that they could not explain where the money came from which a project to the other. And it was huge monies. So I suggest that expenditure of the program, let us see it. We are not being harsh on this official. It's just that we want to understand. I remember that day, that's the day that I was, I didn't know whether it was million or it was thousands, but there were a number of them that were over expenditure. And I really want to know, Chairperson, the breakdown, this thing as it is, breakdown in respect of the expenditure, because also I believe that we were not told the truth about the Women's Day celebration. I remember the DG saying that they had to do it themselves because the absent culture did not pay. I went to Mashadile and I asked him, why did you not pay? And he said, how can we pay? Because that thing, we used to do it ourselves and it's part of our budget. But they wanted to do it themselves as the Women's League. They took it away from the national program. So there's no way that we could have paid because they took it. And they didn't even ask us, okay, for the, now that you want it to be part of it, just help us there and there. They wanted to take it. And that was the minister who was talking. So it's important to know that breakdown because I was not happy with the figures that I saw there. We do know that they are under transition. And this transition, I remember that day we said, when they come next time, there should be a difference in terms of reporting. Because this transition, it does have a limit. It goes from a certain period to a certain period. And I suggest that it must be left as it is, Chair.
Economic about the truth, of course. Because I remember that in the previous hearing, they came, we asked for information. They said they will provide it. Now they came, they said, no, they've provided it. And the committee section says, no, they never gave us any information. Then we said to them, it's fine, then you must give us now that information. They have not provided the information up to date. And I think maybe that's why then there is this detail, because it's information that was requested. I'm sure if you can go to minutes, you find that it was requested that they must provide us with this. Now, when they couldn't do it, the vote, okay, there's 4.4, National Treasury. That National Treasury monitors the Department of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities more closely in future in order to ensure better compliance with prescripts, especially section, what you call it. Okay. Now we have a quorum. We don't want people to come and disturb our quorum here. She's sharing finance outside. Now coming to disturb. I'm sure you understand the request. Sorry, that request. No, it's fine. 4.4 is clear, no?
Yes.
4.5?
Yes. 0.6? Yes. Please. Are you also including 0.45? Says the above departments, are we also speaking about Treasury? Vacant. Okay. You don't want to just spell out human settlements, basic education, women and children, Treasury.
But they also mention Treasury, they also vacancies. But I hear what the one with we must put there the department.
Thanks, Chair. No, Chair, I just want to alert the committee that that recommendation emanated from the finding on page 18. I take the view that says we must name the department. If you look at the finding on page 18, which is 3.4, it says unfilled posts remain prevalent across all the departments. So I'm not sure if the committee wants us to name all of these 17 departments that we had analyzed.
Even those departments, even other than outside of 17, there's vacancies, filling of vacancies still remains a challenge. But you're quite right to say, how do we put it? And I think that perhaps what Honorable Snell was guiding us about was that from the previous experience, leader of government business, they don't want to say, general, they don't want us to be general. They want us to be specific so that they can deal with those departments. Now the issue is just how do we put it because the truth is not only those departments that are here. Here is settlement, human settlement, basic education, women and children, national treasuries, 1, 2, 3, 4, only out of many departments that have got the same problem. I mean, if you go to the quarterly report. Now, all I'm trying to say is, all of them, they raise this issue of not having sufficient, yeah, what they call it, personnel to deal with certain things. But
why don't we
then say,
in line with the president's call to fill the department, we call upon then the departments to do likewise, because this has challenged with, I know I'm saying a long thing now, but this has impact on service delivery. Because that's what we pick up when we read the quarterly report. This could not be done because of a shortage of personnel, you know. But yeah, yes, Counselor.
Because at least in many of our recommendations, we mentioned the filling of vacancies. Maybe if we can craft it from that point, that's if they refer to the ATC, they'll realize that in many of our quarterly reports, previous reports, we mentioned the filling of vacancies. I wonder if we can write it from that point, because here is giving us a lot of problems, as if it's a new issue.
I agree on that. I agree on that, because that is the point that Honorable Snell is making earlier. We mentioned it in our report, also the filling of the vacant posts. We mentioned that for the first time. But I agree if what the WIP say, that we must say that in the ATCs we mentioned it, and we want now urgently reaction from the departments. We must have the correct wording, but we mentioned it in all our reports. Again, if you look back, the filling of vacancies is not the first time we mentioned it. So I think we must now have a little bit of more stronger words how we can address these issues.
Chair, while you're speaking and the deliberations are going on with members, I've put together something here which probably will be modified and corrected as we go along. It says that all the departments affected by the issue of vacancies respond urgently to the call made by the President during his State of Nations address.
That the Department of Health and its entities, i.e. Love Life and the Medical Aid Scheme Council, address its differences given the lack of expenditure with regard to transfers. And the Medical Council, the Medical Aid Scheme Council, they didn't spend as well.
Chair, the transfers, payments from the Department of Health were underspent precisely because the department did not make transfers to Love Life and to Medical Aid Scheme. So it was not an under expenditure of Love Life and Medical
Aid Scheme. Transfers were not made.
Yes, transfers were not made by the department itself. Because remember that the report that we're writing on the basis that we also met the department and had some deliberations about the issues. So it's these two entities that were not given their transfers.
Sure, but let's just remember this year to invite Live Life. We have been saying so, we'll invite Live Life, but we have never really done it. I think during this NTVBS period, when we're dealing with doing hearings, we must invite Live Life so that we can understand this problem. Comrade Mashego, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just going to say this, but you explained earlier, I think, how these three new issues came into the under recommendations. Because if we didn't have these three new issues, we are not going to start as if it's the first time we are looking at our draft report.
Yeah. we're not going to.
Because these three new issues, did the researchers decide after we've completed our work to go through the work again not that I'm against the new recommendations, they are good, but it seems now we have to sit down and discuss them again as if we are discussing this report afresh.
No, it's not the researchers. It's on the last day when we had this recommendation, I think that there was a few, you were there, of course. Yeah. It's when we said that I asked them to relook at this and even told them that, for instance, we can't leave out Department of Communication. The understanding is bad there. Yes. Okay. Can we extend this meeting? We said we'd finish at 11:30. It's still early. You said you didn't call. You didn't. Well, you, Honorable Sartre, has proposed the adoption. Any seconder? Sorry? Yeah, okay. Fine. Honorable Khareblom, your second. Honorable members, I think then, thank you very much. We have adopted the fourth quarter report. Just something that maybe in the next meeting we need to talk about is how do we deal with the first quarter? Because it's clear that we're not going to be able to, from where I stand, I think we're not going to be able to deal with the first quarter the way we normally deal with it. We'll be able to, because now what you're going to get is the MTBPF with snippets of the second quarter report. And it means that we should ask National Treasury to bring us a second quarterly report. But let's think about it and then we can come back. Honorable sir?
The 18th and 19th, that workshop, what is that about? It's here, I see it here, it's 26 in this room. The workshop, but I don't know what it's about because yesterday we had this presentation by the by the Treasury Department, which was a very good presentation. But I thought that that would be part of the workshop for next week. I don't know whether we're going to discuss it again. So I would just like to know what the workshop's all about.
Well, from the program, it says with National Treasury.
Yeah.
There were issues that we discussed with National Treasury. I don't remember that that report was said to be part of the workshop. Because my understanding was that we said with this report, because it affects the portfolio committee on COPTA, it affects the finance committee, was that in fact from those chairpersons as well, they had also proposed that we have this meeting. But maybe I could have
taken it out. If the meeting, I mean, that was supposed to be part of the workshop, then it could have been my mistake from my side that it was supposed to be a part of those 2 days workshop. Because I thought that there were other things that we wanted to include with National Treasury. But if it is included, the local government review report, I think the mistake then could have been on my side. Because what I did during the break, I sent the program. I asked the staff to send the program to everyone so that there could be comments. And from that, the person that who made a comment, I think who responded, was Comrade Snell. I'm not sure if there was sorry? We didn't receive that. Because I said it must be sent to everybody, because it was during the break, so I asked that it be sent to everyone, and people must comment from that. And the comment only came from Honorable Snell, am I right? Now you raise it with me, but I'm saying it's difficult during the whole the break. My understanding was that it was sent to all of us, because I had requested that it must be sent to the program must be sent to everyone as a draft program, and ask for comments, for feedback. And I kept on monitoring the feedback. I didn't get the feedback with this program.
No, Chair, if we then don't have anything to discuss on the 18th and 19th, why don't we do the first quarter report on one of one of those days, the Tuesday morning or whatever, and get it over and done with?
Okay, you're suggesting that we still look at the first quarter at that time. We have the Auditor General, we have the FFC. There were issues that we raised, as far as I'm concerned, around the discussions with the National Treasury, also including the this discussion around the environment and the I don't have a problem if you're saying that let's have the first quarter that time. The challenge is that once a National Treasury comes and presents to us, we must also prepare a report around that week. No, we can prepare. What I'm saying is that once we receive the report, then we must process it.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's already close to the... yes. But okay, let's look at this 18 and 19, then we'll come back now. Okay.
We can finish this in 1 day. That we put 2 days, FFC, and the other one. So why did we put 2 days aside for this?
I think we should 2 days. One is for the...
That was why I thought that the local government review was for 1 day. Because it's actually a good report, that one. That presentation, I think it's a brilliant
people. But now 2 days for this FFC, I think it's a little bit long.
Thank you.